Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today we're going to begin to talk about covenants because the Word of God that's going to work in our life is the Word of the Covenant. What are we talking about when we're talking about a covenant? A covenant is a binding agreement between two parties that cannot be broken by either party. The penalty of breaking a covenant is death. It's a permanent agreement. It's sealed by the blood of both parties. It's unbreakable. It's perpetual. It's actually the strongest agreement that you can enter into. The Hebrew word actually means a cutting, implying an incision where blood flows. Now, you know, you and I have been born again. We received Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. What happens? You and I are bought with a price. We're not our own. We're redeemed. We belong to Him. So when we receive Jesus, we are in Christ. That means we've entered into everything that He has entered into. Well, what has He done? He's the one who made the new covenant with the Father. The covenant was made between the Father and the man, Christ Jesus. So when you get born again, you have entered into that covenant. A covenant means everything I have is yours, and everything that you have is mine. God deals with man through covenants, and a covenant is the revelation of God's purposes, what He will do for those who are in covenant walk with Him. And covenant involves relationship and fellowship. Now, a covenant is a legal guarantee that what God has promised that He's going to bring to pass. In Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 12, the Bible talks about how the priesthood's changed and there's been a change of the law. And in verse 22, it says, by how much was Jesus made a surety or guarantor of a better testament, which is a better covenant. So now that Jesus is the one who guarantees this covenant, the promises of the covenant that will come to pass. Now, the covenant is the will of the two parties involved, and the word of the covenant is the revelation of that will of the two parties, and each party has responsibilities that they must carry out. And so, first of all, what's a covenant mean to God? It's an unconditional thing in relationship to man. It's something that God will perform absolutely. He's never going to break His covenant. In Judges chapter 2 and verse 1, here's where it speaks, where it's speaking how He brought them up out of Egypt, brought them into the land which I swear unto your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. God will never break His covenant, so that means He's never going to break the word of His covenant. In Psalms 89 verse 34, He says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. He's not going to alter anything that He's spoken. He's not going to break that covenant. You can trust in the word of the covenant. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 31, here He says, the Lord is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which He sware unto them. God does not forget His covenant. He's mindful of it. He will remember that covenant. In Psalms 111 and verse 5, it says, He hath given them meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. God is ever mindful of His covenant. He pays attention to it. He remembers it. And He's going to perform it. In Luke chapter 1, Luke 1:72, it says how He performs the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant. His covenant is holy. It is something He's going to remember, He's mindful of. It is something that He's going to perform, and He will not alter out of His lips. Now, we need to understand that He is a covenant-keeping God. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, it speaks of the Lord thy God. He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. He keeps covenant and mercy, although it is a qualifying statement there, with them that love Him and keep His commandments. Because remember, there's two parties to a covenant. There's God and then the man. The man has to carry out his part, and then God, of course, will carry out His part. And so you and I have a responsibility to carry out the word of the covenant if we're going to see the promises that God has made come to pass in our life. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, it says, "Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers." So here again, the conditions are you and I are to hearken unto what he says, or to keep his word, keep his commandments, do them, and then God is going to keep his covenant and perform it in our life. 2 Chronicles 6, verse 14. Here it says, "There's no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts." Again, it shows he's a covenant-keeping God. He'll show mercy, but it also qualifies who he does this for, those that walk before thee with all their hearts. So you and I have the responsibility to hearken to his voice, to keep his commandments, to do what his word says, and to walk before him with all of our heart. Now in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 7, he says, "I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee." God's covenant is an everlasting covenant. Otherwise, it's not just for a short time. No, God's covenant is set, and he is going to perform it. Psalms 105, here in verse 8, it says, "He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. And he confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant." So God remembers his covenant. It's the word that he's going to perform. And remember, is an everlasting covenant. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" Whatever God has said in his word, he is going to do it. Whatever he's spoken, he's going to make it good, because he watches over his word to perform it. And he's not going to change his mind of doing things contrary to his word. In Malachi 3:6, he says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." God does not change. He is going to do what he says. In Hebrews 13:8, it says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." He's not changing. He's going to carry out what he has said. In Hebrews chapter 6, in verse 13, it speaks of when God made promise to Abraham. Because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Otherwise, God took an oath, says he took an oath for confirmation to all those that he was going to perform this covenant. And so, it talks about the fact that through the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by an oath down in verse 17, that by two immutable things, in that it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. In other words, God now has sworn by himself, and he's sworn an oath for confirmation, and he's going to perform this for the heirs of promise, which is us, and it's confirmed by an oath. He is going to carry out his promises. He swore by himself because he could swear by no greater. Now, this is important for us to understand, that God is going to perform his word. See, this is your reason for how you can have absolute faith and expectation in God's word coming to pass when you act upon it. It is the word of the covenant, and he's going to bring it to pass in a person's life. Now, what is the part that we have to play, and what is God's word in the sense as his covenant? Let's look at some scriptures on this. Psalms 105, verse 8, it says, "He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations." So the word is the word of the covenant. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." That's a covenant statement. The word of our God will stand forever, and he's going to perform it. Isaiah 55, verse 10, "As the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So here we see that God's word goes forth. It goes out of his mouth. It will not return unto him void. Otherwise, when the word was returned to him, it's going to accomplish something. He accomplishes what he pleases, and it's going to prosper whereto it's sent. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, he says, every word of God is pure. He's a shield to them that put their trust in him. God's word is pure. It's the word of his covenant. It's holy. He's going to perform it. In John chapter 17, verse 17, here's where he says that thy word is truth, and we're going to be sanctified them through thy truth. The word of God is the truth, or reality. It's spiritual reality. It's the way of the Spirit. In Psalms 33, verse 4, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. God's word is right. He's going to perform it, and it's always going to be according to the truth, which is spiritual reality. Psalms 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's because we got a covenant. In Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word will show you the way. It's a lamp to your feet, a light to your path that you're going to walk in. Psalms 138, verse 2, here it says that he has magnified thy word above all thy name. He has magnified his word above all thy name. That means you can absolutely trust in the word. He's magnified that. In Jeremiah 1:12, here's where the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. That means to run after. He's going to run after his word to perform it in a person's life. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. See, you've got a covenant with God. It's guaranteed. He's going to bring it to pass. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. That's a covenant statement. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You see, if we do our part, he's going to carry out his part. And in Psalms 84:11, he says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is not holding anything back if you walk uprightly. And who are the ones that walk uprightly? The ones that perform the word of the covenant. Do his commandments. Hearken unto what he says. So we have a covenant with God. God is going to perform that. You and I have our responsibility. As we do the word, we will see the promises come to pass. We're going to talk more in the next broadcast. God bless you. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, as well as trauma from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, rejected in life, addictive compulsive problems such as alcohol, drugs, nicotine, and gluttony, and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.